Solid.
Check, 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 check. Saladu.
Hello, everyone.
What's happening?
I am tired today.
Lame.
I'm currently laying down on the couch recording the podcast.
What's your excuse?
Just kidding. Let's see. I stayed up super late last night. Like later 10
o'clock?
Than 10:30, actually.
Was it?
Oh, yes. Because
when you got in bed, you're talking about like when you like put your phone down and went to sleep?
Okay. Yes, that doesn't count. Like just because I'm in bed doesn't mean I'm sleeping. I always have to have my 30 minutes of TikTok before bed.
That's not very healthy.
I know, it's not at all. I don't recommend doing that, but I still sleep very good. But we got home late last night because we did a bunch of festivities, which we'll talk about, but I was watching college baseball.
Ooh.
Which I'm really into college baseball right now, so much so that I stayed up until 10:30 watching it.
That game, I don't think it ended till like 12 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
What time did it start?
Probably like 6 or 7. I mean, it was a long game. Yeah.
Well, did they go into overtime? Did you
extra
say that?
Innings?
Oh.
Yeah. They went into extra innings, people. Not overtime.
Whatever. Same thing. But yeah, college baseball is really the move right now.
What's the, quote, playoffs? Playoffs. So.
Well, it's regionals, right? That's
what
it's called?
Yeah, it's just playoffs.
Did you ever make it to regionals?
No.
Lame. You suck.
Yeah. My B.
Mississippi State, though.
Mississippi State, though.
Plays again tonight.
Virginia. We're definitely watching that.
I'm
it's going
to
be a fun one.
I really think it would be fun to go to a World Series, College World Series, baseball.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I would really like it.
I think it would be pretty cool.
I think it would be fun no matter who the teams are.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about college baseball that's really fun to watch.
We don't really have a team.
I know. It's kind of depressing. Well, I feel like we are, like, we root for Mississippi State just because your family.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
And we, therefore, we root against Ole Miss.
Boo!
Most of the time.
I don't like Ole Miss just because.
I root for Arkansas, but Arkansas is sucking it up. They're freaking losing against Simu. Who the fuck is Simu?
Simo.
Oh. Wait, Simu. It's Simo?
Yeah. Southeastern Missouri.
Oh, yeah. That, like, I've never heard of that college before ever in my life. So.
Well, now, Arkansas, welcome to it. That's why I think baseball is so cool, because it's like, I guess a little bit in the NCAA basketball tournament, there's some upsets, but, like, baseball is such, like, an even sport, kind of.
And like, you could be really good one day and then absolutely suck the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some pretty big dingers from these college kids.
Some dangers.
I mean.
That one we saw today was a freaking danger.
Oh, that was.
Mississippi
he hit
State
that
guy.
Thing in the woods. I really like watching their batting stances and making fun of them. That's one of my favorite parts of watching
baseball. You're good at making fun of people.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Make fun of people?
Yeah.
God, you're such a good person.
Oops. Like that one guy that was picking his nose at Mississippi State.
Well, that's everybody was making fun of that guy.
That was funny.
I thought he was going to eat it.
Were you ever on TV?
Yeah, I think against Mississippi State a long time ago, but not like national television.
Like, what were you on?
Like, the Mississippi State or SEC Network, I think.
SEC
Network. I guess that's national.
Yeah. It's a big network.
I'm famous.
Basically. I was asking him today if he was on YouTube for anything, if you typed in his name, if baseball videos would pop up. And he said no, so you're not that famous.
Yeah, I said my dad didn't upload videos of me, so no.
Loser. You must not have been good enough for that.
My dad doesn't love me.
Speaking of your dad, we did the family beach trip.
Woo!
So we've been...
That's why we didn't do a podcast last week.
Yeah, we were hanging out.
Drinking a bunch of beer at the beach.
Yes, I was.
Yes, you were.
Me especially.
My pregnant wife, drinking beers.
I was chugging.
Yes.
Water.
You did drink a lot of water.
I think your whole family was like shocked at the amount of water I drink.
Yeah. You probably could have filled the ocean up if it drained.
No, I seriously, like, I was kind of surprised with myself too. Like, I didn't know how my body was consuming that much water. Like, it was almost alarming.
You sat in the sun a lot.
True. I was a beach bum in the sun That's what I was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I drank like on average, probably like at least 6 water bottles.
A day?
A day.
More than that.
Yeah, I think more
than
that.
Way more than that.
How many? I would say 8.
Probably 12.
What? Damn.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I was chugging water, and my body needed it, too. It wasn't like I was peeing constantly. Like,
you're sweating. And yeah. So, Jenny drinks a lot of water, people.
If you didn't already know. my tummy was hurting today. I just have to let everyone know. And I found this tea that really seems to work and help my tummy, like when I feel nauseous or just my tummy feels weird. It's lemon ginger tea, and it works miracles. So just...
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working. My tummy feels better. Now, one thing that's really frustrating right now, we'll get back to the beach, but more about me. I don't have an appetite.
Today?
No, just like in general, like the past couple of days, past couple of weeks, like I haven't really felt hungry. I eat, obviously, like don't get me wrong, like last night I pounded Chinese food, but like...
Chinese how?
It's, I don't get the feeling of hunger, which is really annoying.
That's weird.
I just want to feel hungry, you know?
Yeah, but like that's actually kind of good. Maybe not good, but no. When you're like hungry, that's annoying.
Yeah, but okay. Being hungry and then fulfilling that hunger is one of the best feelings in the entire world.
Then you feel like you're like, oh, dude, like, I feel like I'm such a fat ass.
No, just like, you don't have to overeat, but like, just being
last
hungry
night,
and then
we
eating.
Overate.
Oh, for
I
sure.
Overate.
Well, I think it would be criminal not to overeat at a Chinese restaurant.
They had to, move us tables because our food wouldn't fit on the table.
So my dad's last day of work was Friday, and he retired. And so we went over to my parents' house yesterday to celebrate his retirement, and really fun time. Really happy for him. Really proud of him.
Fun times.
Thankful for everything he did for our family. His job kind of sucked because it was like he was what would you call him? Car finance man.
Let's go with that. Something like that.
That's what he was, and his schedule was really crappy. Like, he would always work on Saturdays, which was unfortunate when we were, like, littler, and because he would miss a lot of, like, high school games or my shows, like, just because he was working weird hours. And, you know, my mom was doing normal Monday through Friday, so, like, she was alone on Saturdays. And anyway, he did a lot for us, sacrificed a lot, so shout out to him.
Shout out.
So we celebrated him yesterday in his favorite Chinese place. He's a sucker for some Chinese food. That's where I get it from. I love Chinese food. I get it from my dad. He has this one place that has this one menu item called
shrimp with chili sauce.
And this man would die for a shrimp with chili sauce.
He really would.
And the funny thing about it, or the shitty thing about it, is that this Chinese restaurant is like 45 minutes away from our house.
25 minutes away.
Okay, but it's like, it's not convenient. It's not like close. It's not your local Chinese restaurant. This is like 10 towns down, their local Chinese restaurant.
10 towns? Like one.
Whatever. So he always wants to go there for the shrimp with chili sauce. And on special occasions, we always go for him. And so yesterday was a really special occasion. So we all, just Trent and I and my mom and my dad, went to this Chinese restaurant. And yeah, they sat us down at this table. And we all order our food. And the guy's like, yeah, okay. We're going to have to move you to the next table over. That's a bigger table because your food is not going to fit on this table. We were looked at him. My mom, I think, said, "What, you calling us fat?" Was that a fat joke? But it was delicious.
It was good. I got a happy family. Did you remember when I ordered, I said happy plate? You know, that's the...
Oh, that's Mexican.
Yeah. And he looked at me weird, and I was like, what's because I forgot it was happy. He said happy family. I was like, yep, that'll
Wait,
work.
Wait, what's happy plate from?
It's the chicken, cheese, and rice.
Oh, it's chicken, cheese, and rice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, happy family is your go-to. My go-to, sesame chicken, which I will say, I would rate that sesame chicken probably like a
3 out of 10.
6.3.
Yeah, that's better than I was thinking that you were going to say.
The chickens were too big.
The chickens?
What I like about sesame chicken is when it's like small pieces that are really crunchy and fried. And
chewy?
Yes. Well, like not chewy.
Yeah, they're chewy.
No. I don't want my chicken chewy.
Chewy. Like teriyaki beef jerky.
What? No, I just want smaller pieces so that they're like more friedness on them and therefore crunchier and better.
Ooh.
But it wasn't that last night, and so therefore it gets a 6.3, but you know, it's fine. It's still sesame chicken. Tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I ate the whole thing. And plus some fried rice, shrimp fried rice.
Yeah, it was good.
Bomb diggity.
And some, did you have any lo mein?
No. Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been a huge fan of lo mein.
Because you don't like noodles.
Do you ever get any soup at Chinese restaurants?
Egg drop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like egg drop mm-hmm. soup? Yeah. Egg drop soup's pretty good.
It's good.
I was telling Trent last night, by far, the best Chinese restaurant that has the best sesame chicken closed down. It was on 45, the highway here, and it was called Taipei. And me and my dad used to go there all the time. Like when it was summertime and he would take me before he went to work, we'd always go, oh my God, it was so good. Like best sesame chicken ever. I wish I could have it right now. Like shit was so good. But anyway, RIP Taipei. So what were we talking about? The beach.
Yeah. We went on a long roundabout.
Well, shout out dad.
Shout out.
Oh, and he has a part-time job starting soon.
He's the Woodlands Park Ranger.
Literally. He seriously is a township ranger. So the Woodlands has a township and they have little park rangers that walk around and, you know, have a checklist and they make sure like the public bathrooms are kept up well and they make sure people aren't like graffitiing or like skateboarding in the wrong areas and like, you know, just cool stuff like that. So my dad gets to wear this like cool Columbia fishing shirt and khakis and with a hat and walk around the Woodlands and make sure everything's kept well.
Very nice.
Which is like the perfect job for my dad.
Yep.
He's going to crush it.
He's going to crush it. He's going to fix the Woodlands.
Yeah, he seriously might fix everything. So, anyway, the beach.
Back to the beach.
We left, when did we leave? Friday.
Got there about 7.
Yeah, we flew this time, which that was one request I had. I said, I'm not driving pregnant.
You weren't driving anyways. But yeah, I agree.
Well, I didn't want to sit in the car for how long of a drive is it? It's long.
It's like 10 hours.
Yeah, it's like 10 hours, which think about me. I can do a 3-hour long road trip. No problem. Once it gets to be like a 6 to 8 hour car ride, it's pushing it.
Yeah.
Anything more than that is just miserable.
Well, I think right now it's warranted. But I think in the future, you just got to suck it up.
I don't know about that.
Yep.
We got credit cards.
Yeah, that's true.
With miles on them.
Yeah, but the miles don't get too far, really. But anyways, the beach was fun. We got there Friday.
Wait, I have something to say about road trips.
Okay.
I think if you were to ask someone if they would rather ride in the car somewhere, like a long road trip, or fly somewhere, I think that says a lot about a person.
What does that say about a person?
Because, like, I feel like people who like road trips are very, like, chill people. Like, they like quiet. They like to just zone out and
take their time.
Yeah,
places.
Yeah. And just,
but usually,
like,
people that are road tripping,
they don't want the stress. They want just easy,
but like a
coasting
road trip. Okay, going driving to the beach is a road trip, but that's like, when you think of a road trip, you think of like somewhere where you're going to stop at multiple places.
I don't.
I do.
I don't think that at all.
Well, I don't think of a chill person the way that you just explained it. The way that you're explaining it, it sounds like, oh, let's stop at the Grand Canyon. Let's stop at the...
No, I'm just saying, like, people who would rather be in the car and drive somewhere for long hours are more of a chill type of person because they
are... broke.
Because they want to avoid the chaos that is the airport.
Or just can't afford a plane flight.
Well, let's put money aside here. I'm just talking about if you had both options...
You'd
in
fly.
Front of you. I don't think so.
99% of people would fly. 10 hours?
I disagree. I think some people would always avoid.
1%. Yeah.
I don't know. But I was just thinking about that the other day because, like, you know, it is, like, hard to fly somewhere because the airport's a nightmare.
Sometimes.
And
but
it's
we're
not a fun
TSA
place.
Pre-check. What up?
Did we talk about that?
No.
Oh, story time. You want to tell it, Trent?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. So basically you have to go, which is very stupid. You have to go to the airport. You used to be able to go to like other places like Staples or Office Depot, whatever, to get approved for TSA pre-check. So you got to get your fingerprints. You got to take your...
makes complete sense. Like, they should make pre-check hard to do.
Well, yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be something that's like, oh, a click of the button, because then everyone would do it. So it makes sense that they make it hard and complicated for people to
get approved. But they need to have, like, local places partner with people like they probably used to, I think.
Yeah.
It's an inconvenience to drive 40 minutes to the airport.
Exactly. That's why people don't do
it. But it's still an inconvenience to go to Staples. It's still, or wherever it is. I mean, some people be like, oh, I got to go there, and then they push it off, and they never do it.
So you have to apply online, and then you have to go to these places
so
get fingerprinted.
Tuesday was a plan to meet after Jenny's work. We met there. I picked her up, and we went.
And can I explain my reasoning behind this?
Behind what?
The reason we got TSA pre-check.
Sure.
So my thought was, okay, we're flying on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Plus, school is out for most kids. So, like, it's the beginning of summer. It's Memorial Day weekend. We were flying on a Friday night. I was like, there is zero way that this airport is not jam-packed with people.
Which it ended up not being, so.
True.
That was good.
So, yeah, we were fine. But I just knew, I was like, I have a feeling that lines are just going to be crazy. And so I was like, let's go ahead. Now's the time to get TSA pre-check.
It's not that expensive.
Yeah, it's not that expensive. Your credit card covers it most of the time. Ours does. And so I was like, fuck it, let's do it. We don't fly like all the time, but we fly enough like for it to be justified.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it lasts for 5 years. So, yeah.
So
anyway, go on.
So we plan to go Tuesday. I pick Jenny up. We go. We had our passports. We get there. We park. We go. I got to pee. I go to the bathroom. I guess that's kind of irrelevant. But I come back. Jenny's standing in line. She hands me the passports. And I look at them. I'm like, oh, cool. There's mine. Why does yours have holes in it? Why does yours have holes in it? And then I look at her. She looks at me. We didn't even say anything. We just walked out of the store. So for some reason.
Out of the airport.
Yeah. For some reason, my wife decides to keep her one that has holes in it. And you can explain why you think that that was important if you want to, but I still think it's stupid. But
damn.
So she kept her old one thinking that maybe she needed her old passport with her old name on it because her new one had her new name, which is Turner. And she said, you didn't fill three passports in there? No, I grabbed two, and I thought those were the freaking ones that I should have grabbed. Why in the world would I grab three?
Well, you did say that you looked at the pictures in there, like you opened them up.
Yeah, I did.
So when he got the passports, it was the night before and it was dark in our house.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we need to get the passports. So he got up. He went to our important
document
folder.
Which you were supposed to get.
And
anyways.
He grabbed them. But he said that he opened it up and made sure that one was his and one was mine. But the thing was, he didn't know that I had two of them in there.
But I wasn't even like... making sure that one was mine. I was just looking at them.
Oh.
Like, I knew one was yours and one was mine.
True, yeah.
There's supposed to be two in there.
Yeah, I guess.
And
so anyway, he didn't look like at the names, or he didn't look to see if there were holes in it or whatever. So yeah, it was a nightmare. We drove, 40 minutes to get to this appointment, and we walk in and literally like, once I saw those holes in the passport, I immediately knew. And I looked at Trent and I said, I'm going to cry right now. And sure enough, I broke into tears walking out of the airport. Yeah. I was crying. I was mad. I was upset. I went through all of the stages of grief because I was like, are you kidding me? Because I was mad at myself because I should have checked them. Like I should have, I kind of forgot that I kept the old one. Yeah. So like, I didn't think about, oh, I probably really need to check them. So I didn't check them. I should have. And then I was just like, I don't know. My reasoning behind keeping it was, first of all, it's weird that they sent it back to me.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like normally they just keep it. Shred so it or whatever. The fact that they sent it back to me made me feel like, well, maybe there's a reason I should keep this if they're sending it back to me. And then I thought to myself, what would my mom do? And I overthink feel like my mom would have kept it because it's an important, like it's a passport. Like that's a really important document. And so like, there might be a chance down the road that for whatever reason that I might need my old maiden passport.
I need
passport.
To use my passport that's not even my name anymore.
I don't fucking
great
know.
Great idea.
I don't know. But where I went wrong was I put them all together. And I should have put it in like a little place where it was put away, like, you know, archives.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And so, yeah, he grabbed the wrong ones.
Yeah, I really wasn't that upset about it, to be honest with you. I was like, God, that was really inconvenient that we had to drive all the way there.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. Like, it was just a pointless trip. We had to pay for parking. We, like, it was just, it was frustrating. But then we rescheduled for the next day. We got a second chance at it.
I would like to take a take this moment to say that I feel, maybe you can agree with me or you can speak on it or not speak on it at all, that I am very good at, like, if something gets screwed up, to not freak out about it.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I was just like, Jenny, it's okay. Shit happens.
I mean, you were mad. You had a moment where you got mad.
Because you kept blaming me for it.
I didn't blame you. I didn't blame you. I asked you like a question. Yes, I probably was upset. And I probably lashed out a little bit too much. I am pregnant, so keep that in mind.
This is another funny thing, because like the whole time, like right when it happened, I was like, I completely forgot I grabbed him out of the locked box. And so I was thinking it was your fault the whole time. And then whenever we got back to the car, I was like, crap, I grabbed him.
Shit.
But then, you know, like I said, it was,
I mean, it was both of our faults. We should have checked it. I should have checked it, but it's whatever. It's fine.
It was quality time in the car.
Yeah.
But we didn't really talk much on the
I
way
was
back.
Pissed to ride home. I was silent. I literally pouted. Like it was the definition of pouting.
Yeah.
Is what
I was
I did.
Like, I kept saying, well, that was inconvenient.
Yeah. I can laugh about it now.
Then we had to pay $10 for parking or whatever. Like, dang it.
Yeah. We went back. The next day, we scheduled another appointment. We went and, okay, we have to talk about the
we'll
lady.
We'll get to the beach.
We have to talk about
Jesus.
The lady. So this lady who was at TSA PreCheck at the airport, like your typical, exactly what you would think a person would be like,
it's just
doing that job.
Straight resting bitch face. Doesn't want like to interact with people.
It was a black lady who hated her life.
Yeah,
like that's
like
exactly
it,
what you would think you would find at a TSA PreCheck application place.
Yeah.
So in those situations, Trent and I are two completely
opposites.
Different
yeah.
people. Like if I am confronted with someone who I know hates their job, is in a pissy mood, and is just kind of snappy with me, I immediately will shut the fuck up. I don't say anything more than I need to say. I will follow every single instruction to the T to make sure I don't do more or less than I'm supposed to do. I am following instructions and that's it, because I don't want to piss this person off even more. And I'm just going to stand there and smile and nod and
wave.
Do what I'm told. And Trent, on
I'm
the other hand, does everything in his power to make this person smile or laugh or whatever.
It worked.
We're standing there and we're, you know, following her instructions and doing whatever. And then Trent, of course, makes some comment about something. I don't even know.
Well, she was like, there was two computers. Jenny, we were facing each other, Jenny and I. And she was like marking them both like with like quickly at the same time, basically. And I just told her that she was talented. And I said, God, you're talented at this. And she was like, what'd she say? She was like, oh, this is nothing, you know. And I told her, I was like, I think I'm coming for your job or something. And she said, I told her, y'all hiring?
Yeah, and she said, you do not want to work here.
She said, you wouldn't be good at this job. I said, dang,
she'd
lady.
Say, you quit the first day. So anyway, he like was cracking jokes, making her like break down kind of the
barrier.
Yeah. And it's just funny because like I would have never opened my mouth if it wasn't for Trent. Like I started to ease up a little bit once Trent made her like not be such a bitch. And then somehow it came up that I was pregnant. And so we started talking about that. Yeah. And then here we are like,
she's giving 10
minutes
pregnancy
later,
advice.
Yes, at the end of our appointment, like we're done doing everything. And she's just standing there chatting about her first birth and how she went into labor. And it was just incredible the difference when we walked in that door versus when we left. This lady was a completely different person. And it was all thanks to Trent.
I just think some people need somebody to talk to, you know, not like deeply or nothing, just somebody to give them time.
Yeah.
Smile and laugh. I think that's people enjoy
yeah,
that.
I just couldn't be me. I was too scared to say anything at first. Like
she did look pretty mean. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, she seemed very mean. And in those situations, I'm just like, oh my God, don't do anything you're not supposed to do and just listen and obey.
Sir, yes, sir.
So which one are you, a Jenny or a Trent in those situations?
Yep. And then so to the beach.
We have to say that, okay, we got this TSA pre-check. We finished the application. And at the end, she was like, okay, so it'll take 3 business days.
3 to 30 days.
Oh, really? That's what she said?
Yeah, yeah.
3 to 30 days for your
background check.
Yes, your background check to go through. And I looked at Trent. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, we did this the Wednesday before our Friday flight. We looked at her. We said, is there any chance? She was like, well, I mean,
Probably not.
So we didn't end up getting our TSA pre-check for that flight. So,
But we have it now.
So. So, anywho, the beach. We made it there.
Yeah, we made it there.
The lines weren't that
bad. We had a bunch of good food. Jenny had some of the best shrimp tacos she's ever had in her life. We had some Bushwhackers. We had some beers, lots of beers, some iced teas. What are they called? Twisted teas.
Trent's pretty, because he drinks twisted teas.
I don't even know what that means. I'm pretty, What does that mean?
I think you know what it means. he's celebrating Pride Month this month. I'll tell you that much.
I don't know if that's not a good representation of somebody that's gay.
Sorry. What do you want me to say?
Like, hello.
Okay.
I don't know.
For that correction. But he drank Twisted Teas, which like, are you in high school or what?
There was a lot of people drinking Twisted Teas.
Yeah,
there.
All the high schoolers at Orange Beach drinking Twisted Teas.
I didn't see
teas.
One high schooler drinking Twisted Teas.
Well, we stayed in a condo that we've stayed in before. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Perfect.
You're like selling it right now.
It looks over the beach, immediate beach access, perfect place for a beach vacation.
Yeah.
But we're outgrowing it really quickly. So like it fit us just enough this trip, but like, I don't think we're going to fit next year.
No, we won't.
With a bunch of babies on the way, but it was fun to be, with the twins.
With everybody.
The girls are almost 3, right?
I think so.
And so they're at a really good age, like just to be at the beach and
They're fun.
The last time they were there, they were just too small to do anything really. So this time they were, you know, going in the water and playing in the sand and doing fun things. So it was really cool to see them experience that. And yeah, they're a little psycho, but so is all kids that age. So fun times.
Fun times.
Yeah. And yeah, the dinners. Pretty good. The frustrating thing about Orange Beach, especially like Memorial Day weekend, like we were there at the busiest time, probably one of the busiest weekends.
Yeah, probably one of them.
And
so that's 4th of July,
it's just like a 2.5 hour wait for like if you go at prime time dinner time at these restaurants. So
yeah, we went early one day and it was still hour and a half.
Yeah, we got to go on a little cute date night, Trent and I, which was super fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was this nice place, like right on the water, and they I guess like know that people are going to be waiting for tables, so they have this like cool waiting area with like a bar and live music and everything while you wait for your table. So that was fun.
Yeah.
It's in those moments though where like I really wish I could have had like a crisp glass of wine.
Crisps, huh?
Yeah, like a crisp glass of Sauvignon Blanc. Ooh. Like that would have hit this freaking spot.
Yeah,
but it's okay. I had my virgin mojitos and my virgin
daiquiri.
Did you have a daiquiri? Yeah, I had one daiquiri. Okay. So yeah, I had my mocktails and I was fine. But yeah, very fun date night.
Yeah.
Only thing was back to me and my pregnancy issues. I was constipated the whole trip. Couldn't poop. So there's that.
Oh, yeah. She's been tearing it up since we got back.
Yeah, it's crazy how your body does that. Like, as soon as you leave vacation, it's like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And, yeah. But anyway, I had to get a salad on our date night because I wanted things to, you know, move through me.
Some little fiber through there.
Yeah, I got to get some fiber.
I had a steak that was delicious. Did you have a bite of it?
No, I had a bite of your mashed potatoes. They were good.
They were good too, yeah.
Yeah. What was it, Coastal?
Coastal, yeah.
So Coastal was this new restaurant bar.
I don't know how new it is. Nobody really said.
But no one said.
It's new since the last time we went, obviously, but it's 2 years. So it could be a year old, could be 6 months old. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
who knows?
Cool spot.
Yeah, it's right on the beach. And it's giant. Like it is a giant outdoor. Kind of reminded me of Kirby Ice House, but like an actual restaurant. Millions of tables, live music, bars, you name it. It was like this cute vibe. It reminded me of Seaside, Florida, which is a really nice area. 30A is really nice. So it kind of like brought in some of that vibe to Orange Beach, which was cool. But the best thing about it was there was no wait because there's so many tables. Like, you get seated immediately, which is awesome. And it's beautiful views because it's right on the water.
It's on the beach.
Yeah, it's on the beach. The food was great. I got a fish sandwich, which was like good.
What did I get? I got tuna.
You got a nasty ass tuna. Whatever it was.
Not nasty. It was delicious.
Just looked nasty.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, your sandwich did too.
Ouch. Okay. But then we went back to this restaurant for lunch the next day because, on our last day, everyone else had left, but we had a flight later that day. So we were just hanging out by the beach, you know, finding stuff to do. And so we went and got lunch at Coastal. I got shrimp tacos and holy moly.
We were going to share them, but we didn't share them.
Yeah, literally we sat down and I was like, how about we do like, you know, I'll get something, you get something and we just share. And he's like, okay. And I picked the shrimp tacos and he picked a shrimp basket and our food comes. And I was thinking, I was under the impression it would come with three tacos and only came with two. So I immediately just started pounding my shrimp tacos. I took one bite and I was like, yeah.
I didn't even have a bite.
There's no way I'm sharing this.
Let's just shout out. They have delicious fries too.
Oh my God. That's another thing. Their fries were so good. Best shrimp tacos I've ever had in my life. I don't know what crack they put in it, but I want more. I want to be on crack every day, if that's what crack is.
We'll get you to the rehab or something. But the beach, great time, great time.
I also had a blueberry mojito mocktail, which was really good.
Did you have that?
That was at lunch, yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah. It was a great time. Great time off from work.
I am proud of myself because I didn't really get burnt. I got a teensy tiny bit burnt the first day.
On your hand?
My hand. Like my one hand. The other hand was fine. But
that's
like
your strong hand.
On the top of my hand, it was red. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm supposed to put sunscreen there. Didn't know that. So my hand got burnt. But
did
then,
you think your hand was like immune to the sun?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. Good thought.
And my lips got burnt. That's the only other thing. Note to self, bring SPF for the lips. Yeah. So I'm dealing with that right now, which really sucks. So pray for me, everyone.
Yeah. Prayers up. So apparently we got a bunch of storms, too, while we were at the beach. Here.
We did. Oh, I would like everyone to know that I ran on the beach every morning. Just
thanks for letting everybody know.
You're welcome. It was glorious.
So we got bats like tornadoes.
What?
Like tornadoes.
When?
I don't
know. Oh, while we were gone.
Yeah, while we were gone at the beach at home in Texas.
Yeah.
We got tornadoes.
We got lucky.
There was shit everywhere when we got back.
Limbs everywhere. Pine cones everywhere.
Pine cones mainly, not really limbs, but like just pine needles
limbs.
All in the yard.
There were people's arms everywhere.
Golly. And two neighbors, yeah.
Just kidding.
But yeah, so that was kind of over the last couple of weeks.
The
that's
weather,
kind of what happened.
The weather in May has been like ratchet. It's been all over the place.
It's not May.
It was May.
Oh, yeah.
It just turned June. It was literally just May.
May? Yeah, it was bunch of bad weather in May.
It's officially hurricane
it
season.
Wasn't like super hot in May this year. It is now. It's freaking humid as hell. But May wasn't like the hottest month yet. But we're getting there.
Today was, oh my God. Today, the humidity was insane.
It's ridiculous.
First of all, we sat outside to have coffee time this morning on our porch. And it was so still. Like, there was zero signs of wind
anywhere.
We were
in the eye of
the wind was nowhere to be seen. It was the stillest thing. And it felt outside like you jumped in the lake and couldn't breathe in the ocean. That's what it felt like.
You jumped in the lake and you couldn't breathe in the ocean.
Yes. Like, you were in water, submerged.
You were in the lake,
breathe.
But then you couldn't breathe in the ocean.
Yes. Whatever. You get what I mean. It was so freaking humid today.
Yeah, it still is.
It's like 85% humidity. Feels like 100%. Feels like the most humid day ever so far.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It was bad.
Yesterday we did the Merv.
Yeah.
We did it a couple days late because obviously
we
were
at the beach.
If we
were done
it at
the beach, that would have been crazy.
Sick.
We'd have to do it like on the road though, not the sand.
No, we should have done it in the sand and like subbed pull-ups for like jump lunges.
No, because I would have died.
You 100% would have died.
Well, I did better than I did last time.
Yeah.
The second mile is what got me.
Well, I remember last year dying.
I died.
Like, I remember being, feeling like I was literally going to keel over and die.
I think last year I ran like a 30-minute mile, the second one.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we broke up the mile, too. Like, I don't think we ran a full mile.
No, we did.
We did?
We did.
Oh. Well, anyway, I remember last year just being miserable, and this year I was like, oh, I could do
it
again.
You killed it.
I was like, throw another one at me.
The exercises were easier.
Yes, yeah. So it's 1 mile to start off with, 300 air squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and then another mile run to finish. We couldn't do pull-ups because we don't have anywhere to like do pull-ups. So we did pullovers instead, which if you know what that is, it's like way easier than pull-ups, but like whatever, it's still hard. So
we
did
the mile.
We should
have done like 150 of them.
Why? Oh, yeah. We probably should have done more. Oh, well. Murph, I'm sorry. We're pussies.
Shout out, Murph.
You're the man. But I was going to, our first mile, we ran like a 9-minute pace.
I think it was like 8.5 or something.
No, I think it took us 9 minutes because I had my phone and I was tracking it. So, because we went kind of slower on the first.
Yeah.
To conserve energy. And then we broke up the reps. We did like, what was it?
50
squats.
30 push-ups, 15
pullovers, and we did six sets of that. Yeah. And then we had some extra push-ups we had to do at the end. And let me tell you, those push-ups were the worst part by far.
Push-ups are tough.
Like, there got to a point where I could only do like 2 reps at a time, and I would have to
like your arms feel like you're like when you go down, you're like, there's no way I'm getting back up.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you do it, but like, it's hard.
I think the easiest part for me was the last mile run.
No way. Yes. I was about to die.
I was cruising. Like, I don't know what was what I ate for breakfast. Maybe Wheaties. I don't know. Because I was just
spinach. You ate spinach.
Freaking hauling ass. And I felt good.
You know how brutal it would have been today if we did that?
Oh, my God. I don't think we would have been able
but
to.
But it was like a, that was earlier than we did today. But today it was like 11 o'clock when we worked out.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
We slept in today. Because I had a big night watching college baseball.
We didn't sleep in. We slept in. But, like, we, like, sat out in the back, and we were like, oh, my God, it's freaking 10:45.
The thing about this morning, we were having great conversation. We were just enjoying each other's company out on the porch, living life. And then we were like, oh, shit, it's 11 o'clock. What was I going to say? Oh, the last mile. I'm pretty sure I held, like, an 8 to 8.5 pace. And I,
you did good.
I could have kept going. And I'm just proud of myself. 6 months pregnant over here, doing the Murph, still working out. And I feel almost fitter than I felt not pregnant.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
It's really weird. Like, I feel like I am probably the fittest I've been in a long time. And I'm 6 months pregnant, which is kind of weird.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm sure I'm jinxing myself because here soon I'm about to be really big and probably not be able to keep up anymore, but
you'll be able to keep up with me. It's pretty easy. No, so I in the Murph, the second mile, I ran the half mile to our half mile location. I was like, I told Jenny my goal was like to just not stop.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it.
Oh, you stopped?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I stopped at the point at half mile. And then I had to stop again. Like, I was, I couldn't even move my legs.
It was your legs that was doing it. Did you cramp up?
No. Well, I was starting to get a side cramp, but like, I was just
that's the worst.
I was just like, I can't breathe. And my legs, I couldn't even pick my legs up.
Yeah. I will say, like, the cramping during running, if you get a cramp in your side or your tummy, like, that's the worst. Yeah. That makes
That's
you
why it took so long. You know, I realized how long I took got back to the house.
I like recorded some videos waiting for you to be done.
I know, yeah. See, that's how long it took.
But you did it. You finished.
Exactly, yeah.
And we did it, and it was fun. I had a fun time.
Yeah, me too.
We did a little dance break halfway through. It was fun. We need to do that once a month.
See where we are. Check in.
Check in.
We'll check in with Murph.
Hey, Murph. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a fun time. What else do we have to talk about?
I don't think anything.
Yeah, we do. The show's about to come out. We haven't watched anything new, right?
We watched Tires.
Oh, yeah, we did watch Tires.
Yeah.
You got to talk about that.
So, Tires.
So, Tires. Why'd you say it so weird?
I'm trying to just think about how to explain it.
So, Tires. Like,
it's obviously they're working at like a tire shop. Shane Gillis, the comedian, and there's a couple other comedians in it. I don't know. I feel like you have to have a certain
sense of humor
to watch it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty funny. I'm not saying it was like the greatest show ever.
It's on Netflix,
means.
By the way.
But I thought it was pretty funny. It was a bunch of one-liners, just sarcastic shit. So
yeah, it's
I
very
liked
like
it.
Sarcastic humor.
But we watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it was only what, 6 episodes?
And they're like 22 minutes. Yeah.
So it's like an easy watch. I thought some of it was funny, some of it was stupid.
Yeah.
The storyline's kind of stupid. But I mean, it kept me entertained.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
but I mean,
I thought Shane Gillis was pretty good in it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought his acting was pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. He's
and funny. Like some of the things, like I think he was the funniest character. Like he had the funniest lines. So like I was impressed by him.
Well, he was the main guy, obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
So.
Yeah, so I guess another season's coming out. They're making another season. Because at the end it said Surprise, new season coming.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, so they must
have, I mean, it must have been good enough to get renewed for another season, so good for them.
Can't take them that long to make that.
I know, like literally, the episodes were so short.
Short and just like not much probably like production stuff, you know, like.
Yeah, it was almost filmed like The Office.
Yeah, cheaply made,
like very, just
which is all you need.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that. And I think we talked about Bridgerton, but it's coming out actually this week, I think.
Another thing that's coming out is The Bear, which I'm super excited about.
Wait for that.
Yeah. I'm like excited / nervous to watch The Bear again because it was so
we need
like,
to rewatch the first season.
No, I don't need to rewatch it.
Well, there's two seasons or three.
Two.
I don't know.
So this will be the third season coming out. Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited. I don't remember how it ended. So I'm, oh yeah, they opened the restaurant and it was a success, right?
Yeah.
The new restaurant. Yeah. So yeah, I think it'll be a good season.
Yeah. I can't remember. We didn't watch the whole thing together, did we?
No, I watched it at first and then you like left somewhere and I kept watching it. And then I was like, you need to watch this show. And then you watched it on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see that.
We watched season three together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's more shows like on the horizon about to come out. Like Outer Banks, isn't that coming out?
I think so. I forgot about Outer Banks.
Oh, I have to say, you're gonna be annoyed, but I have to mention the Wicked trailer came out, and Wicked is coming out on Thanksgiving Day. And if you've like totally understand, if you don't like musicals, I get it. Okay. This is going to be a musical movie, which I understand. If you didn't like Greatest Showman, fine. Like, if it's not your jam, fine. But this movie, the Wicked movie, you have to watch.
I know.
You have to bring your kids.
No.
You have to, like, I'm talking about, like, Cody and, like, they need to go. It's the storyline of the movie is what happened before Wizard of Oz. That's kind of, like, what it's based off of. It's a really good story. I mean, watch the trailer. Like, the visuals of this movie is, like, next level. Like, this is what the future of movies is going to be like, this movie. Like, yes. I'll show you the trailer. The music is really good. I understand if you're not a huge, like, musical person, you don't like when they just break out into song. But, like,
no, that's
trust
not
me.
What I don't like.
Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about in general.
People. I don't mind that. I don't like driving in the car listening to musical music.
That's fine.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah. But we really need to go to this movie.
Or sitting on the back porch listening to it. I don't like that either.
Yeah. It's got Ariana Grande in it. She's Glinda. And then Elphaba is some lady I've never really heard of, but she's talented. And it's a really good cast. I mean, it looks incredible. I'm very excited about it. I think it's coming out in two parts. So I think Thanksgiving Day is part one, which is kind of frustrating. I don't think they needed to do that. But we'll see. Maybe it's maybe
we can
it'll
take
be,
our newborn.
I know. Like
we're not taking our newborn to the.
Yeah, no. My parents already said they would babysit for us so we can go see it. Because I want to go to that really fancy movie theater in the Woodlands that me and my mom went to see Mean Girls.
Yeah.
I want to get us a pod and go.
Okay.
I'm so excited. But yeah, everyone needs to see it. Even if you're not into musical movies, do yourself a favor and go see it.
Okay.
That's what I have to say about that.
And that's a wrap.
Yeah, I think that's really all I have to say other than we're about to smash some queso because I'm wanting some queso.
And then we're going to drink some beers.
I am not going to drink some beers. Oh, but I have to mention my margarita mocktail stuff.
Okay.
So there's this one liquor store in the Woodlands that has a really good non-alcoholic section. And they actually have like liquors, like non-alcoholic liquors.
Yeah.
And so I found a tequila that's non-alcoholic. And so I got some of that. And then I was going straight to Trader Joe's and I was like, oh, well, I need to get margarita fixins. That sounds bomb.
Fixins.
So I got this jalapeno lime juice from Trader Joe's. If you are a Trader Joe's person, you have probably seen this before and maybe you've tried it. I've never tried it, but I've seen it. And I said, I'm getting that. And so I got it and I got an orange. Bless you.
Thank you.
I got an orange to go with it because, like, I feel like that'll give the vibe of, like, triple sec that's in margaritas. So I'm going to do the non-alcoholic tequila, jalapeno lime juice, and orange juice. And we're going to see and how then it boom. Is. I'm really pumped because your girl's been craving a margarita, like, especially as it starts to get summertime. It's hot. It's, you know, you're sitting by the pool. I'm really going to want a margarita.
Do we have a blender?
Do we have a blender? Yes, we do.
We can make. You can make.
Do we have a blender? Yes, we do. Do you have a blender? How about you? Like, what? I don't know.
Could you make it like a frozen one? Like, it wouldn't be like probably. The consistency of like an actual frozen margarita.
No, it'd just but be
like
icy. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like icy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, for sure. It's not the same, but, you know, but yeah, it'll cool. do for now.
That's so cool.
It will probably give me major heartburn, which, just for everyone to know, I've been dealing with major heartburn right now. I'm 23 weeks pregnant, and the heartburn is real.
Heartburn is real.
Tums I literally got shot in the chest the other night. Tums. I felt like I got shot in the chest.
That's I revived like. Her. I pulled the bullet out.
No, he didn't. But yeah, that sucks. So it'll probably give me heartburn, but you know what? Fuck it. I'll handle it.
Get buckets.
I'll just eat more Tums.
Like candy.
Tums, Tums, Tums.
Yeah. So I think that's it for you. I think we got you a nice little long episode here. So thanks for listening to it.
Yeah. And see bada boom, bada bing. Next week.
Ching tao.
Bye.
Bye-bye.